Welcome back to the shack. It's your boy Tay, man. What's going on?
So this is it.
We made it to the end of the week. If you listen to this, it might be a Friday morning. It could be a Thursday night. But whatever it is, I hope you're having a good night / good morning, man. This is our entertainment day. This is Entertainment Thursdays. If y'all tuned in on my last podcast, I broke down my new format, how I'm going to be operating my new format, and what to expect from my new format. And so, here we are here. And in this particular segment of my podcast, it's going to be any kind of subject, sports, music, anything that I do with the entertainment world, bro, we on it. We going to tackle it, we going to talk about it, and we going to dive into it. I'm a little late here tonight. So, this is not going to be a super long one. It's not going to be super dragged out. It's going to be kind of simple. Straight to the point. I'm not sorry, but I will not be shouting out any businesses tonight only because of time. I want to kind of dive in on this. And then for next week, we will focus on Monday when I talk to you guys again. I'll break down some of these new businesses I will be looking forward to after we do some of the interviews with some of the current ones that I've done. So just stay tuned for that. But anyway, let's get into it now. So what has inspired me to talk about the couple topics that I'm going to talk about today are just some of the... there's some of the mindsets to these things that happen and when they happen. We're going to tackle our sports situation first. Let's save that. Let's come back. Let's start off with the music one first. So what I'm about to talk about now is something I feel a lot of us face. In our inner circles, it's the situation that's happening right now between Kodak Black and, one of his homies, Jack Boy. So, for those who don't know, they both homies that rap pretty much in the same group. Kodak came out first, kind of put him and his team on the map, And then, we started hearing about Jack Boy, and every once in a while, it'd be like, for a minute, it was like Jack Boy would be out, Kodak in, Jack Boy out. And it's kind of like when they're both out, like together, there's this tangent that's just super strong. And so we never had really got that as much. And so, me paying attention to how all of this works, while Kodak was locked up recently, I kept seeing, Jack Boy dropping music, and essentially, in my opinion, just kind of keeping the Sniper Gang name, popping. Really, when you got somebody who's down, you got to have another soldier that's going to step up. So he stepped up, and did his thing. But apparently, it's not like it's beef, from what they're saying, but this is the situation that I'm just going to say. Simply, when you have a friend, and I guess people just feel like everybody's intentions are changing. And this is important for us to talk about with our regular lives because these are people with money. Like, a lot of times we be tripping off of people that just negative, don't got no energy, no good energy to give towards our situation. So we kind of just tend to stay away from people like that. But when you kind of got money and it's a little different, you got a name, you're going to be around different kind of people no matter if you like it or not. And a lot of the times when you go into something, like when you got a bunch of friends, right, and y'all go through hella different situations, y'all done rolled with each other, y'all done, beat people up together, y'all done, cry with each other, whatever the case may be, y'all just got a history with each other. No matter what, in the back of your mind, they got you. you know. But when you don't have that and that happens, and it's kind of like a miscommunication, you got people kind of picking sides, playing in the middle, you know, the situation starts to always get messy. And it tends to blow up and it becomes bigger than what it needs to be. And a lot of times that causes more problems, you know. And it's kind of like with this situation. It's like they're both saying it's not bad, but they're both kind of throwing in little subs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one saying basically like, no matter what the fuck you talking about, essentially like, I respect you, I got love for you, but like, I don't need you. And other ones was more like, man, look, I didn't help. You know what I'm saying? I kind of feel like my hands is getting bitten a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they both at the same way got like, they both got feelings towards each other that's like iffy. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, when you got money, that's all you care about is your money. Like, after a while, it's like, if you lose a friend, it's like, damn, I'd be fucked up. But when you got so much money around you, you know what I'm saying? Like, money don't buy happiness, though. But some people don't care about friends if they got money. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, all right, now you know who your... That's one less fake person around you, or one less fake friend around you that you don't have to worry about as much. So, these situations be crucial when you have somebody that's close to you and things just aren't right. And I feel like this is the things that we have to learn how to handle better, though, because I done seen it happen. You know, I feel like we all done seen it happen with people, with friendships, like people being close and then things happen and then communication isn't there, there's a bunch of misunderstandings. Then there becomes a bunch of talking. He and she say a bunch of stuff. And then you got people essentially like picking sides, just trying to defend what they feel is right. And then it's caused a bunch of issues. And it can make things become awkward. And it can get worse than what it could be. You can lose a friend because of this. So, like, being in these situations, I feel like we have to take that into consideration. Like, if we're dealing with something with a friend, if we really feel like, hey, look, such and such is not right, if I feel like I have a friend and things aren't the same, like, hey, like, go talk to him. Because a lot of the times people could be going through shit too. Like, who will be like, oh, just because I ain't talked to you in a while, things is bad, like, he must not fuck with me no more, people fake. Like, nah, either I'm on grind mode, I'm going through some shit, or it's like, it's one of them. Like, you know how you always reaching out to somebody and you just want to see somebody gonna reach out to you? You know what I'm saying? A lot of times friends just want to see, like, hey, do they really care about what the fuck I got going on too? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when we look at situations like this, when you got two people who are tight in the same squad, they basically call each other brothers, they got love for each other, but it's something iffy there. I mean, what do you think they should do? Just talk it out. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that's not easy. We got pride and ego and things like that, but it'd be the best resort. You know how many people in this world could have stopped, like, a fight, or could have stopped a shooting, or could have stopped, like, a relationship from ending based off of communication and based off of understanding shit? Because a lot of the times, things just kind of go off a spiral and it's just like too late. Once it hit, it hit. And so a lot of the times when it's in a situation like this where it's still early and it's still fresh, the best thing to do is kind of just talk about it. Whether it's like a 5-hour talk and you guys are going back and forth off of things that y'all agree or disagree with, it's better to get it off your chest. You know, I think that's another thing that hinders now. In general, this is what I feel like hinders everybody's success. It's like holding on to things that essentially is pointless. You know, if you holding on to like a relationship from holding on to something from a relationship that happened 10 years ago, it's like, why? You can pick yourself up. You go find somebody who is more on your quality, more on your status, and grow from their situation. We can't look at things and be like, you know what, just because this happened, it's over with, it's bad. No. We got to understand the core problem, especially when it's a real friend and it's real situations. And you're in a situation like it is, like when you're like a celebrity and you have money and you got finances. I'm not rich, but I'm just assuming, like, if I came in with, like, you know, obviously family is family. So all your family members that's been rocking with you and been supporting with you, you always going to show that love. And it's like the same with the friends, like the ones who's been rocking with you and showing you that love, you're going to show them that same love and support back. You know what I'm saying? When you get to that point financially that you can help those around you prosper as well. So when you get in these situations and it's like, it's a little different because it's like you want your circle to be your circle. You like when somebody leaves your circle, you feel like, yeah, like I said earlier, like, yeah, if a person leaves your circle, then you know that's one less fake person around you. That's one less headache you have. But when you have people that you feel and you thought it was authentic and you feel like it was just real and this happens, it kind of messes your head up because it's now, you kind of like, you look at everybody else in your circle like, okay, we cool. But then it's kind of like, how many faces have been in your circle and it has slowly drowned away? You just don't see them no more. Because a lot of the times we outgrow shit too. We outgrow people, you know what I'm saying? Like, we outgrow situations. We outgrow mindsets. A lot of us want, you know, better for ourselves. A lot of us been living in the same situation so long that people are, like, tired of it. People want to get to a situation where it's like, okay, if I have these friends around, then these things shouldn't happen. I should not be in these situations. Financially stable, going through situations where like this, where it's iffy. Like, if you've been rocking with somebody for like more than 5, 6, 7 years, you know what I mean? You, especially at that point when it's financially, you should never switch. No matter if people move in different, because again, a lot of people have to get their shit together too. A lot of people zone in on what they've lost. You know, if you've been in and out of prison a lot, and it's like every time you get out, you gotta regain something. Like, you might have money when you get out, but you done lost money, you done lost fans, you know what I'm saying? You done lost a little bit of like a life, so you gotta kind of come back and relive again. But at the same time, you don't want to keep living the same life, so it's also important that your friends around you and be encouraging and be positive, because a lot of people are all stuck in the system. Like, you know, like when it comes to being arrested and things like that, to where a lot of people can't get jobs and a lot of people can't. But when you are making money and you have people that surround you, you guys can use them things to help keep other people out. You know what I'm saying? Other situations and keep things, you know, straight. That's why people like Kodak and Jack Boy, who are close people, just got to talk it out. Because even though, yeah, they still young and even though they still got their own mindsets and they still developing how they really gonna be, you know, in a few more years, this is a big test now. If they can, you know, chalk this up, talk it out, get it out the way, and then go forward, but grow and learn from the situation, it will help a lot of other people, I promise you. We live in an age where everybody sees something and they want to do that same exact thing. And it's like, can we have our own mindset? You know what I mean? Not everybody got a beef and got to fight or got to shoot it out. Some people can talk it out. Shoot, even if y'all want to be like, hey, you know, they got versus battles now. Celebrities are doing boxing matches. Like, we got things that we could do that can also empower people. And give people a platform. You know what I'm saying? You can never be too rich to also keep expanding out platforms and feeding and helping other people out. Because you know what I'm saying? You don't have to go hire your professional referee. You can go find you a few people that, you know what I'm saying, might just need some money. And they can be referees. You know what I'm teaching them how to do the job. You know what I mean? Get some training. You know, it's like, it's the world we live in. We don't have to settle for just fighting and shooting. We can go, there's a million different routes we could do. Shit, let's go play 1-on-1 at the park in basketball. Whoever knocked down the most threes, what's up? I don't care about how many points you got, how many threes did you have, how many can you shoot when there's pressure on you, how many layups did you have, You know what I'm saying? Let's see who got the best floaters. Who can make the most shots with the hand in their face. Like, we ain't got to come out here and always be about who got the best pride, who got the best ego, because a lot of times it don't get us nowhere. So we got to think about these things, like use your energies and your platforms to help solve your problems. And, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be kind of a transition to this next one, because you also got to think about, like, you know what I'm saying, how this don't tie in directly to what I'm about to say next, but how still keeping people around you matters. Chris Paul has the same coach now that he did a while back in his career when he was trying to make it to the championship. And this is what, you know, I want to say about this. It is, first off, congratulations to Chris Paul, because I feel this is some of the things that people also got to take into consideration. Chris Paul has been considered one of the best point guards in this generation because of his skill set, because of the ability to be a playmaker and lead his team, you know what I'm saying? And also, just a score. He reminded me more such of like a old school point guard with like a lot of the new methods kind of entangled in that. And so he's been one of the best. He's been on some of the best teams. Literally, the Clippers was a loaded team. Should have won a championship. You know what I'm saying? Then he went and go play for the Rockets. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't even think it was directly the Rockets. Like, he was on a few teams. You know what I'm saying? He's been on a few spots. You know what I'm saying? After that. And, like, he's been in spots to where, you know what I mean, for real, he can win. He could have won. You know, the Rockets had a great team. You know, even when he went to the Thunder to hold that team down, he did his job. And this is what's important about this. You are competing against the likes of like LeBron James, the Carmelo Anthonys, the Dwayne Wades, you know what I'm saying, the Derrick Roses of the world. You got all this talent. And then it's like a lot of these players start going through their own career problems. You know what I'm saying? And you're still trying to chase this ring, and you're still trying to become like a champion. Because, I mean, that's what you're here for. You're not here for nothing else at this point other than to be a champion. And then you start to see the league winkle down a little bit, because it's like Carmelo, he slowly kind of, he don't lose it all the way. He just slows down. He just doesn't have the same energy. Then you have Dwayne Wade. He retired early than what I thought he should have. Then you had Chris Bosh, who had a heart condition. Okay, then we have, you know what I'm saying, who else can we put in this category? Then we got Derrick Rose, who he suffered a knee injury, but he stayed kind of like dedicated to his craft to fight back from his injury, though. And then, like, I mean, the list can go on of people who were in this list, who was in this class of great players, and most of them won championships, most of them didn't, you know, because there's many more players I can go on this list about. But my whole point about it is he's been there, he's been in the playoffs, he's been close to the spotlight, he's had a career that is worthy, you know, he has a Hall of Fame career. And to see him get on the team, like the a young team like the Suns, to see him come from where he came from, to see him be still as humble, and to see him get past the Lakers was like, okay, you got past the Lakers. And then to see him just keep moving through the playoffs, you know what I'm saying, taking on the best talent that you can get, knocked off, you know, the Clippers, has his first opportunity at the NBA championship. And the thing about all of this is he's never complained. He's had moments where he's been frustrated, I'm pretty sure. He's had moments where I'm pretty sure he wanted to give up, probably just so I can, you know, hang the shoes up. But the thing about all this was dedication and loyalty to his craft. See, he was loyal to his career, to his craft, and dedicated to his craft enough to, because it's like, it's not just Chris Paul. You got to get the whole Phoenix Suns credit, from the coaching staff to Devin Book, you know what I mean? He's the up-and-coming for sure, true, you know what I'm saying? And then it's kind of even more funny to see Crowder. Crowder has been on these teams that have just so happened to be great teams. Like, it's like whatever team he goes to that team that year, you expect that team to damn near go to the finals for some reason. I don't know why. It's like the third or fourth year I just kind of seen this kind of thing with him. Like, he's just the person that's going against one of somebody who's going in the championship. So, you know what I mean? Like, him, you got to give him his thing. Aiden, you know, big man, beasting it. And then a bunch of role players as well that do their role, that do their part. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that team is a young, polished, well-coached team. And then you also have a great leader in Chris Paul who has been in these situations. But my point is he's haven't given up any situations. You could have given up at any time in these games. You could have slowed down, took your foot off the gas any time in these games. But he's been here before. Why keep repeating the same cycle? Why not switch up how I play? Why not show people, okay, I do have more in my repertoire? Because here's the thing. Back to what I was saying earlier about your circle. Because even though he's been on different teams, his circle has inquired better people around him. So if certain people did leave his circle, he's replaced that with something great, something more. But he didn't need to even do that because him has himself understood he's been here before. You know what I'm saying? He's been in a situation before. If this was his first time in this situation, you know what I'm saying, it might be a little different. But since he's lost in big games before and been up and then came and then got lost after being up 3-1 in a series, you know what I'm saying? Like, to get hurt in championship games, or not championship games, but, you know, in big moments that can get you to the championship game, you know what I'm saying? Like, to fight through all these different adversities, these different teams, he and himself was loyal. And he understood the situation. He understood what it takes to be not just a good basketball player, not just a good mentor, not just a good leader, but to become a champion. You have to go through the phase and understand what it takes. If you can't handle the situations, because again, it goes back to what I was talking about with the Kodak and Jack Boy situation. They're in the same label and they both have a disagreement right now. You don't think that when these guys lose big games or they're down big points that they're frustrated at each other, probably frustrated at the coach, vice versa, all these bad vibes and energy. But for this whole season, you gotta ride the road with these guys. You know what I'm saying? You're probably gonna have disagreements with players. You're probably gonna have different thoughts. But the one thing about them is they're gonna band together every game. They're gonna be like, hey, look, my bad. Because you understand, like, this is a business. This is something that you want. You want to be a champion. You want to win. You don't want to lose. So you can't beef with your teammate. You go over there, hey, brother, look, my bad if I was mad, but I just want you to understand, like, this is my side. And then, yo, my bad too. This is my side. And we can get back on that court. Understand what we have to do to get going. Because it's not about winning the season. It's not about just making the playoffs. It's about trying to get to the finals. But sometimes your journey is not going to be the same as everybody else's. You're literally going to have to fight. You're literally going to have to go through the phases. You're literally going to have to put yourself through a mental test to see how much can you endure. And if you can push through it, if you can fight through it, if you can stay focused, even though there's a whole bunch of teams trying to bring you down, you have media, you have fans, you have like all these different distractions, but your only focus is basketball. So only be focused on what you have to do, because I really feel like that's what you have to go through. And sometimes you have to bump your head a few times. You have to take a couple of heartbreaks in order to understand, like, okay, yeah, I'm about to go beast mode. Because once he got past the Lakers, I kind of knew, like, all right, this might be a little different. This one might be a little different. I ain't gonna lie. I kind of just had that vibe to me. Like, this gonna be something. It's gonna be something different. You know what I mean? Because that's at the time it's number one team, and then they go through the Nuggets. Then the Clippers. Like, okay, now we gotta see what's gonna happen. Hawks or Bucks. Now, if Chris. Now we're gonna talk about this some even more later. But we have to just, you know, give him his props and just, you know, just understand it's going to take you a while to get to where you want to go. You know, like, I'm doing these podcasts. I know right now, I'm enjoying doing it. I'm loving doing it. I don't expect nothing back, but just like literally comments. You know what I'm saying? Questions, conversations about what I'm talking about. And then later down the line, when I'm at the place I need to be, I can do more with my podcast the way I want to, have it set up the way I want to. But right now, it's about doing what I need to do to get there. And it's like, if I go through my losses, take them L's. If I go through my wins, go through them wins. But the wins and losses, you have to take lessons. And you have to put them lessons on the blueprint. Then put that blueprint to work. You know what I'm saying? Develop how you're going to put all these places and these pieces in the right places to make these movements. Because if you can't, without the blueprint, without the unity of people, without the understanding of people, without the trust of people, you won't get to a championship. That's the overall thing. So, you know what I mean? I decided to kind of pick two things that were the most relevant to me. Because, I mean, I've been seeing these things on TV. I woke up the other day and I seen this and I was just like, woof. And just a quick one, though. I'm not going to dive too much on it because I actually want to save this for next Thursday. So if you want to see this, if you want to be a part of this episode, I advise you stay locked in for next week, okay? Stay locked in for next week. Next Thursday, I am going to have a conversation discussing the most controversial topics ever. And it's going to be discussing the Michael Jackson case, the R. Kelly case, and the case with Bill Cosby. And this is going to be next Thursday. And we are going to talk about it. This might be a three-part series to where I might focus with each part on each specific topic. But that's going to start next week because I want to dive on these particular situations because I feel like these are things that, one, need to be shed brought light to only in the right ways. You know, I'm not going on here talking about R. Kelly, nor Michael Jackson, nor Bill Cosby. I'm just talking about what we already know, the facts. But at the same time, we're going to argue some things. We're going to argue some bigger things to some of these facts to break down some more things to get some more questions answered eventually, because I feel like there's a lot of things about all three of these cases that are underlooked, are underthought about, and ain't really been put in a full perspective. So that's going to be starting next Thursday. So stay tuned for that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I want to hop on here and give you guys something good for the night, something fresh, something entertaining. You know, this is going to be every Thursday. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some entertainment topics, some sport topics, whatever it might be, we're going to have it. So just stay tuned for it, y'all. Be ready for it. If you haven't yet, on SoundCloud, Tay the Savage, I dropped a new song, okay? The SoundCloud name is Tay the Savage. Go on there, listen to it. I got two. I just dropped Shadows from the Past. You know what I'm saying? And then I got Boss Life. And then I have another one in the caliber of a champion. All three going to be on my new upcoming mixtape. Go check that out. If you haven't as well, go subscribe. Go check in. Go tune in to me and my wife's and my little baby's YouTube channel, the TMS Family on YouTube. Once again, that's the TMS Family. We got great bangers on there, videos of all types, challenges, pranks, just regular vlogs, you know, what it's like basically just being parents. You know, we got a little bit of everything on there, so go tune in, go dive in with that. And then as far as the podcast goes, keep tuning in, keep showing love, share, give me your comments, your thoughts. And then also, I have a Reddit. I'm going to put the link in one of these bios or something like that, so you guys can go and click that. But I have a Reddit up now. I will be posting content from my Anchor, you know what I'm saying, over there. And then I will also be posting more things such as articles. I'll be sharing things, and there'll be more ways to keep conversations and discussions going. So I hope you guys have a good night / good day, whichever time you're listening to this. I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. Send me in your thoughts and your comments. Until the next time, I will see you. Peace.